From NPR News, this is Day to Day. On Wall Street today, investors are hoping to extend yesterday's stock market rally, and so far, not so bad. The Dow is up just a bit. The Standard & Poor's 500 index had its biggest gain yesterday since April. Marketplace's Amy Scott is here. And Amy, before we talk details about today, what was behind this big rally yesterday?
Well, Madeline, it had a lot to do with one bank, actually. Wells Fargo reported better-than-expected earnings for its second quarter and raised its quarterly dividend. Mind you, this was the bank's third quarter in a row of profit declines, thanks to credit-related losses. But investors saw this as a ray of hope for the whole banking industry, which has been so battered lately. And we saw the same thing this morning with J.P. Morgan Chase. It's a sign of just how bad things are when a 53% decline in profits gets investors excited. But again, these results were better than expected, and bank stocks rose again today.
So a few bank stocks, they have this big ripple effect on the rest of the market?
Yeah, partly because financial stocks carry a lot of weight in the S&P 500 index, so big gains in the stocks can lift the whole thing. I talked to Charles Rotblat today. He's a market analyst with Zacks.com. He says investors have been really concerned about the banking sector because the health of the economy depends so much on the bank's ability to lend money.
Tighter credit standards make it more difficult for people to afford houses. It makes it more difficult for them to buy new cars. And as a result, it has implications for both the construction sector, the manufacturing sector, and also the auto sector.
And we'll be hearing from a few more big banks later today and tomorrow. Merrill Lynch is expected to report heavy loan losses after the market closes today. And Citigroup comes out with its earnings tomorrow. So we'll see if this trend continues.
Well, so far, so good today, right?
That's right. The market started out pretty strong. It's been a little up and down. But thanks to that news from J.P. Morgan Chase and some surprising housing news, the number of new home construction projects jumped by more than 9% last month. That's the biggest jump in more than 2 years. But as usual, you got to read the fine print. The gains were mostly because of a change in the building code here in New York City that spurred a wave of new apartment construction. Overall, construction was down. Also today, there was news that fewer people applied for jobless benefits last week than economists had expected. And some other news is weighing on the markets. Coca-Cola said today the weak economy hurt its results. Continental Airlines lost money last quarter, again, because of the weak economy and high fuel costs. So there's a lot of mixed news today.
Thank you, Amy. That's Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.